Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today. We are continuing to share with you on the subject of the heart. We've talked about what the heart is. The heart is the inner man, the hidden man of the heart. That's what God is looking at. That's what we believe with. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth is speaking. That's where the word is sown. And you must keep the word in the midst of your heart. Of course, the devil comes with temptation to try to take the word out of your heart. And we talked about what we do with our heart and how the effect of the word in our heart produces joy and rejoicing and wisdom, and how the word's written in our heart. And if we'll keep it in the midst of our heart, it will bring forth fruit. We also, of course, talked about how Satan comes to take the word out of our heart. And it is important that we guard our heart with all diligence. God deals with our heart. He's looking upon our heart. He's going to examine us and prove us and find out what is really in our heart. And we talked about the evil qualities that can be in our heart. We've gone over that in some of the broadcasts. And we're now talking about the effects of what evil in our heart will do. We pointed out over in Exodus 7 verse 13, when their heart was not right, they would not hearken to God. If you don't have your heart right before God, you will not hearken and obey Him. They refused to do what the Lord told them to do. If your heart's not right before God, you will bring up an evil report. They discouraged the heart of the people and they brought up an evil report. They said they couldn't go in and possess the land because of the enemies. And if you allow fear or any of these kind of negative things into your heart, then you will bring up an evil report. You'll be speaking negatives, and you'll even have effect upon others. We also talked about Deuteronomy 11, how you take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived. What happens if you let your heart be deceived? You will turn aside and serve other gods. You'll get into some sort of idolatry. You'll look to something else as a source other than the Lord. Deuteronomy 20, we saw where the people were going to war against their enemies, but they had fear in their heart. They are faint-hearted, and they were told to go back home if they would continue to try to be around those that were going forth in the battle. They would even affect the people. And so it's important that we do not have fear or a faint-hearted attitude. If you do, then you will actually be a destructive effect upon others, and you will not win your battle. You're not fit for the battle. This is why you got to get your heart right. You're to have the word in your heart and be strong in the things of the Lord so that you can go and overcome. Deuteronomy 28, we saw the curse that comes that will serve our enemies if we don't have gladness of heart. You need to have a rejoicing heart, a merry heart, a heart that is looking at the Word of God and looking at what God's doing. Otherwise, the effect is you will serve your enemies. We also saw the fact that if our heart is not right before God, it will affect us. It will turn us away so that we will not hear God's Word. We will perish. We will not prolong our days. It will shorten even our lifespan. Remember, Caleb was one who brought again the Word that was in his heart. But the people who didn't keep the word in their heart, what happened to them? They made the people of the other people, they made their heart melt because of their fear and their unbelief. Caleb was one who wholly followed the Lord. He was obedient. And this is important. You see, you got to keep a right attitude of heart so you'll walk in the ways of the Lord. Also, if you look at things that are contrary to God's word, it'll affect your heart. Saul saw the Philistines. He got his eyes off of what the Lord wanted him to be looking at, which is him and his word. He started looking at the enemies, and what happens? Fear gripped his heart. If you get your eyes on your circumstances instead of looking at the word of God and what the Lord's doing, then that is wrong, evil heart, wrong in your heart, evil in your heart, and it will cause fear to get into you. In 1 Kings chapter 11 is where we are today. I'm talking about the effects of a wrong heart or evil in your heart. Here Solomon loved many strange women. And what happened? Because he allowed himself to get with women that he was not supposed to be with, they turned his heart away, and he went after their gods. And his heart was not perfect, not right with the Lord. In fact, the Lord was angry with Solomon because of it. It is important that we keep ourselves from those people that are not of the Lord. Solomon got hooked up with strange women. He was with the Ites. We, of course, should stay away from unbelievers. If not, their heart will turn you away. This is why you never want to get unequally yoked together with an unbeliever in relationships. A Christian man should not be with an ungodly woman, or an unchristian woman with an ungodly man who's not born again. They will have effect upon you and turn your heart away after their gods. That's why we want to be sure that we're in good relationships in the Lord. In 2 Chronicles chapter 12, in verse 13, King Rehoboam strengthened himself. And what happened? Because he was looking to his own ability, he did evil, the Bible says. Why? Because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. That's 2 Chronicles 12, verse 13 and 14. This indicates that if you don't prepare your heart to seek the Lord, you will do evil. Doesn't matter what your intention is to do what you want to do. If you don't seek the Lord, you will do evil in some capacity. Because if we just try to do things by our own ways, our own good works, without the power of the Lord, it's not going to be successful. You've got to seek the Lord so you have His wisdom, His understanding, His word in you. Otherwise, you will do evil. In 2 Chronicles chapter 32, in verse 24, it talks about Hezekiah, how he was sick to death. And it talks about how his heart was lifted up. And because of his heart being lifted up, that pride, wrath came upon him. But then Hezekiah humbled himself for the pride of his heart. And then things got turned around for him. Then no wrath came after that, and he was given a longer time in life. Now it's important to have our heart right. If your heart's lifted up, that would be the effects, a wrong heart attitude. What's the effects? Wrath will come upon a person. If you keep a humble heart, then there will be no wrath coming against us in our life. Scripture over in Psalms 53, verse 1, it says, "The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God." Watch what you say in your heart. Don't be foolish. Don't be one of those who says things that are contrary to the word. Anything, we would be foolish in our heart. And so it's important that we do not allow any evil to be said in our heart. Otherwise, it will have quite an effect upon us. Psalm 66, verse 18, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." And a lot of people think that, well, God will hear my prayer just because I'm a Christian. No, if you have iniquity in your heart, the Lord is not going to hear you. You see, you've got to have a right heart attitude. So the effects of iniquity in your heart, a wickedness in your heart, if you let that in, is God's not going to hear your prayer. People just think that he's going to respond to whatever they want him, whatever God, you know, whatever they pray to the Lord, that he's just going to do it. But no, the word of God is the truth. If you regard iniquity in your heart, the Lord will not hear you. Psalm 66, verse 18. Over in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 25, it says, "Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop." God wants you to watch out that you don't have a heaviness. Or this word refers to an anxiety or a heaviness in your heart. It will make it stoop. It will have a negative effect upon you. It's important that you cast your cares upon the Lord. And if you're in heaviness through any kind of temptations, what do? Get your eyes on the Lord. Rejoice in Him. Keep speaking the word. Keep using your faith. God will deliver you from that. And if you cast your cares upon the Lord, then He will care for you. Do not let that anxiety or that heaviness or that care or worry get in your heart. It will hinder you. It will also hinder your prayers from being effective in your life. In Proverbs chapter 14, verse 14, "The backslider in heart shall be filled with his own ways." You know, I've seen a lot of Christians that go through the motions, but their heart's really not God. They're kind of backslidden in heart. If you're backslidden in heart, you will be filled with your own ways. Otherwise, the effects is that whatever's in your heart, it'll come out in your ways. It'll be evident in your walk. That's why we know people by their fruit. If they don't have the fruit, then their heart's not right. That's why God says, "I know your works, I know your works, I know your works." Why? Because of the fact that your works are evident of what is in your heart. Because when your heart's right with God, then your works are going to line up with His word, and you're going to be doing what He tells you to do. In Proverbs chapter 18, verse 12, The Bible says before destruction, the heart of man is haughty. So if you have a haughty heart, a prideful heart, what's going to happen? Destruction is going to come your way. We don't want to see destruction, so we need to keep a humble heart. Before honor is humility, praise God. In Proverbs 23, verse 17, it says, "Let not thine heart envy sinners. Be in the fear of the Lord, for surely there is a future reward." If you have the fear of the Lord in your heart, then you will see a future reward is going to come to pass. But if you let your heart envy sinners, you can tell your attitude's not right. You got your eyes on what other people have, and you're envious of them, instead of having your eyes upon the Lord. And it will have a negative effect. It'll stop the reward that God has for you for coming into manifestation in your life. Over in Proverbs 28, verse 14, "Happy is the man that feareth always, having the fear of the Lord. But he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief," or that means calamity or trouble. Here's another effect. If you have a hard heart, you are going to fall into some sort of calamity or trouble or mischief. You know, a lot of people think that, they think, why do these evil things all of a sudden happen to me? Why this calamity come? Where did this trouble come from? You need to understand that there is a cause for every curse. The curse causeless shall not come, Proverbs 26:2. And if your heart is not right, the door is open and you are going to fall into calamities and trouble. They are coming for a reason in your life. Get your heart right before God, and then these things will not happen. Proverbs 28, verse 25, talks about a proud heart stirreth up strife. What's going to be the effect of someone who has pride in their heart? They're going to be someone who stirs up strife often. They get into arguments. They're a person who gets in strife and argumentative and contention with people. This is not the will of the Lord. God wants you to have a humble heart. Get rid of that proud heart from you. In Ecclesiastes 5, it says, "Be not rash with thy mouth, let thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God." Otherwise, you better learn to speak what God wants you to speak, and not just speak whatever you want. Let your words be few, the Bible says. So if you got evil in your heart, remember it's coming out of your mouth. So get the right things in your heart and speak the word of God, so that then the blessings can come upon you in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.